Hey, it's Mac and Lockie on the Fraser Coast, Hit 101.9. One of the great things about Maribyrnong are the whistle stop crew.
Yeah, that's right. The Marianne getting up and down there, regularly running. The guys do a great job. And joining us from the Maribyrnong City whistle stop is Warren. Good morning, Warren.
Great to talk to you again.
Amazing figures coming through from 2017. 14,400 people rode Marianne.
You read it right. Yes, exactly. We were absolutely blown away. Not a bad effort for what I think some people think of a bunch of old guys playing with the train.
Yeah, it's absolutely awesome. It's a great tourist attraction for the region. You guys are always running. You'll obviously be running this weekend at the Mary Poppins Festival, Warren.
We are running Mary Poppins Festival. Yes, our normal running is every Thursday, obviously, and the last Sunday of the month, but we will be running Mary Poppins, so we'd love to see everybody down there.
If you haven't done it yet, I really encourage you, especially if you've got kids. It's so much fun.
Yeah, it is awesome, mate. And speaking of kids a little bit older, you guys are teaming up with Maribyrnong High to do something great.
Yeah, look, we discussed this with the guys over at the high school some time ago, and actually they currently have a project in hand at the moment. Many people may remember there was a model of a steam locomotive sitting on the platform at Maribyrnong Station for many years.
Yep.
And it was just going to rack and ruin. So the guys over at the school, they're currently restoring that, bring it back to pristine order, and we'll then be making it available for display right throughout the area.
It's very exciting. I love this stuff.
Yeah, mate. It gives students an opportunity to get trade experience in this stuff as well, which is awesome, Warren.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, look, we have hopefully the next stage of this will be we have a carriage identified. It was a Brisbane Suburban carriage, a timber carriage, identified that we're trying to get up. We've got a couple of other things to get in place first, and get that up here to Maribyrnong, and the kids would have the opportunity to look, I mean, guess everything apart from mechanical and electrical, painting, upholstery, timber, everything.
That's so cool. I love this, mate.
Very exciting.
It is very exciting. Also, hopefully, you'll be starting some training shortly for people interested in getting their HRW licenses for steam boiler operations.
Exactly, yes. We have had an opportunity for our members, which, of course, obviously to drive Marianne to be classed as a driver and operator of any steam boiler, you must hold these licences. And we have had an opportunity to do it for quite a reasonable cost. And one of our members will actually be the lecturer. So we're putting the word out that anybody who would like to possibly think about volunteering, we'd love to hear from you and, you know, we'd have the opportunity to put you through.
Excellent.
Yeah, and Wazza, if people want to get in touch with you about that doing that training and getting involved with Marianne, how can they get in contact?
Well, they can either pop down either of a Thursday or the last Sunday of the month and have a talk to us down at the train itself.
Mm-hmm.
Our museum at the old railway station at Maribyrnong, that's open every Tuesday and every Thursday from 9 a.m. until about 12:30. Or alternatively, they can pop down every Wednesday, we always have a little bit of a working bee down at the old goods shed where we keep the trains. They're welcome to plop down there also too.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Warren. All the best.
Look, thank you very much, Mac, and it's lovely to talk to you again.